Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Sword and Slime Podcast, a show dedicated to RPGs, JRPGs, and MMORPGs. I'm your host, Ryan. I've Trung in the co-seat. In today's episode, we're going to be discussing our favorite games of 2021, along with some fan input. But first, before we get into it, Trung, welcome back to the digital studio.
It's great to be here, as usual.
I'm glad it doesn't change, at least. Like, you got a baseline. It's great to be here.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Anything new with you?
Started a raid in Final Fantasy, so that's fun.
Yeah, I hate that. I hate that you raid and you choose raids over me.
You don't give me loot.
I'm alone in the field. Just like, where's my time? Where's my Phasmo time?
You've got other friends.
That's fucked up. I can't wait for Final Fantasy to implode, and then you'll have no choice.
Then I'll be playing Lost Ark.
Okay, I'm banning Lost Ark. It's not coming to America. It's over. You're going to have to play on the Russian servers.
That was a spoiler for one of the topics we'll be talking today.
All right. Well, let's get into some news from Destructoid. And mind you, this was news when I made these notes like 3 weeks ago. Besides one modern, or I would say current edition, thanks to Trung. But let's see. Rainbow Six Siege Extraction was announced that it was coming to Xbox Game Pass at launch on 20 Jan. And guess what? It did. And I played it. I actually played last night with my cousin Brandon from Couch Cat and friend of the show Ben, who's been on Sword and Slime and Couch Cat. And it is extremely goofy. It's like goofy fun times with friends. But I don't see you soloing this game, especially like quick play. A lot of people don't know how to play the game still. They're playing it like regular Siege R6. So no one's slowing down. No one's doing like this. There's a lot of stealth to the game if you don't want to get overwhelmed. But overall, it's a cool game. I would not pay full price for it. It's a reskin, but PvE. And the gameplay loop is very boring. I can see it becoming very boring, even with end game raids where like one map has three objectives that you can progress through. But like end game, it's like, I think it's like six or eight. It's like insane. It's supposed to be, it looks insane. I've seen video footage of it from like War Owl, a content creator on YouTube. But yeah, glad it was a dollar with Game Pass. Another glad it was a dollar. also, Ghost of Tsushima has smashed 8 million sales and was announced they're getting a movie adaptation. So that's pretty insane. I hope within light of news like God of War coming to PC, because Sony doesn't really like doing that or hasn't done that. I hope Ghosts comes to PC, because that is literally the one game, like outside of replaying .hack GU, you know, the trilogy. That's the one Sony game or PlayStation game I want to play.
Exclusively. You would really enjoy that. It's, samurai theme, yeah. And you're all about that.
Yeah, I believe you. I mean, I'm a huge Way of the Samurai fan, and this looks like just a way better Way of the Samurai. It literally looks like an RPG in Samurai Land, so that, yeah, I'm all down for it. What else? Shin Megami Tensei 5 is already the best-selling entry in the Shin Megami franchise, and at the time of recording this recording the notes for this episode, it was at 800K sales, which is pretty robust for a JRPG, especially nowadays with like, you know, contention with like Persona series and Final Fantasy, the non-MMOs. So very interesting that it got so many sales. Pretty cool. And then current news as of the 23rd of January, or more current, Monster Hunter Rise has been released on PC with some 4K support and, you know, all the doodads for the PC release, just like World got. And so far it looks cool. Haven't touched it. I definitely want to. I just don't want to pay full price for it. And the sale on Green Man Gaming wasn't good enough to entice me. But I am watching it like a Hulk is on my list. Trung, what have you been playing? Do I even ask you? What have you been playing, Trung?
Oh boy.
Since we recorded last.
Final Fantasy 14. Can you believe that?
Fucking.
And then I recently downloaded Dark Cloud on my PS2 or PS4. Which is
the old game?
Yeah, the really old game that I used to play back in Finland. I missed it, so I decided to play it.
Wow.
Recently got into Melvor Idol, but the free free version on mobile, though, so I don't have that many.
Oh, peasant.
Yeah, I don't have that many free classes to play with, but it's fine. I'm fishing whales. And I still play Eternal Return every now and then, but it's more like a battle royale.
Are you interested in the newest Pokemon at all?
I am getting it, but now we're jumping ahead of the topic and we can't do that, Ryan. So,
sorry.
So what have you been playing?
Fuck. Okay. Well, I want to go off topic real quick.
Okay.
So right now, before I get into it, but my wife is interested in Pokemon. We never played Sword and Shield.
Right.
And with the new, third person quasi open world, Pokemon coming out. They're still the same price. Both games are the same price, because it's Nintendo, right?
Yep.
If obviously we'd separate saves, but to play it, on the Switch. What do you reckon? Do you recommend, if we're not itching for that third person quasi open world experience of Pokemon, is Sword and Shield a good game to pick up over the newest one, or what? What do you think?
I did enjoy the Sword and Shield. It's not bad. It's a pretty good casual Pokemon if you're not looking for anything super hardcore in difficulty and stuff.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Then that'll be on my next what we've been playing.
Yeah.
thank you. But anyway, of course I've been hacking. It's a grind, dude. Four games is a grind. .hack GU, trilogy. The trilogy with four games. I even went as far as watching the fourth game, little bits on YouTube. Cause I was like, oh, does it have next gen graphics? Nah, it looks the same. So I was like, oh, I thought it would be a really cool surprise, but they use this the same assets. And it just extends the story of Ovan, and his sister. So I was like, oh, okay. finding Ovan, cause Ovan disappears and all that shit. So, but I'm still going to play it. Just been taking a break. Let's see. Oh, I played Halo Infinite campaign. Probably the only game of 2021 that I've beaten, which is sad to say, but it was a wild ride. That will have its own, not its own episode, but an episode recap later on, I think. It was fun. It was fun for what it was, and it was $1 because X Pass. Thank you. But also, I snagged during the winter sale. So I was really good, Trunk. I've been spend less on games and more on, other stuff.
Right.
But throughout the whole winter sale, I bought one game two games. Technically, one was Fallout 4, the complete edition on PC. Cause I only played it on PlayStation, but I never played any of the DLCs. So I bought it so I could play through the Brotherhood of Steel campaign. Cause I only played through, the Minuteman campaign or whatever. But, so I'm going to do my main focus is Brotherhood of Steel. I don't want to have to do the whole game. And then the DLCs that I didn't get to play. So I got that it was on sale for I think it was on sale for $8 or something. So pretty gnarly. And then I've been playing Melvor Idol, which is a RuneScape inspired idol game. And we actually have a blog post about it on the website, SwordSignPod.com, link in the show notes. Wow, that scared me. Kumo just press-checked the door with his nose. I thought I was in Phasmo for a second.
Get the EMF.
He didn't come in. He didn't come in, dude. He just press-checked it. What the fuck?
Get the EMF. It touched the door.
Yeah, EMF. EMF 2. A little 2, brother. But I've been playing Melvor Idol in the background. And I love it, dude. Like I said in the blog post, I've been fighting this urge to really play RuneScape. And Melvor is kind of taking care of it for me. So that's what I've been doing, along with Trung picking up the free version. Kumo, what the hell? Sorry, my dog just attacked me in the studio. So while I've been playing Melvor, I've also... So Trung, Oh my god, he's so riled up right now. But I downloaded Biomutant, and I was like, okay, do I start over, even though the tutorial is very painful, or do I try from the save that I left? And I tried from the save, and I just couldn't get into it. So I might have to revisit it and try from a new class, like not the mercenary. So yeah, it was sad, dude. Like, I literally was in game for 6 minutes before I exited out and uninstalled. But yeah, that's what I've been playing. And yeah, like I just mentioned earlier, Rainbow Six Extraction was the newest thing I've played, just because it's on Game Pass and wanted to try it. But yeah, that's really it. So I know it's late. It's like, it's almost February.
Right.
But let's talk about, this was actually fan of the show, Loch Ness's idea. One of her many of ideas, actually, for an episode. And it's our favorite games of 2021. Better late than never. So Trung, Final Fantasy episode over. But like, I'm going to ask you anyway, but what were some of your favorite games of 2021? If you would start us off.
Eternal Return. That's where I started playing it.
Okay.
And then, of course, you know, Final Fantasy Endwalker. Monster Hunter Stories was good. And I think that's really as much as the RPG games, as far as it goes, that I've played. No, I played Astria Ascending, but I never finished it yet, so that was a good game, though.
I wouldn't say I would just say you never finished it. Like, you ain't going back for that, dude.
Yeah.
You ain't going back.
I played Monster Rancher, the 1 and 2 DX that came on the Switch. I still enjoy that game.
So pretty much everything you touched.
For like the RPG titles, yeah. I'm not really a picky person about stuff I hate, so.
True.
Or
true.
I tend to try not to hate stuff. What about you? What's your favorite games of 2021?
All right. So it's like I'm torn, because like the one I played the most throughout the year and had the most enjoyment out of it, even though it's got like the worst reputation, was New World. You know, it's been a long time since I've been part of like a MMORPG hype. You know what I mean? Like, not being hyped for the game, but playing when it was at its peak. And I was like just a week out. Like, I waited till all the server issues, you know, there was no queue or anything, but like I hopped in when there were still, like, the servers were populated, there wasn't merges, you know, there's no toxic merges. There's actually still complaining about not enough resource spawns for the amount of players in the area. And I had a real fun time. This is probably why I had a real fun time. I only made it to like level 35. So, and I still have it downloaded. I haven't played it since the holidays, which I played the shit out of for the holiday event, just to find out that the faction armor was better. So I was like, oh. But I played a lot of New World and I enjoyed it. Like I've said before in the show, it's a 3D RuneScape with the graphics of a AAA MMO. Pretty fucking cool. And I don't know what the future holds for New World. I've actually lost touch with it since the holiday break. Just because other things going on. But yeah, that's one of my favorite games of 2021, with how I experienced it.
Right.
Which is kind of like that's like the safest way to say it. Another game I really enjoyed that came out this year was Humankind. I really loved Humankind. You'll hear I'm a strategy fan, strategy nerd. So when Humankind came out, I was so happy to, officially say I don't have to buy another Civ game again. So Humankind was awesome. It's like Civ. It's a civilization builder, 4X strategy game. You can create your own avatar or play as, you know, someone from who's a historic figure or modeled off a historic figure. And there's just so many options because you can merge ideologies and aspects of certain, you know, factions or nations, so to speak, together, and you'll get something new every time. Or there's a possibility to get something new every time. So very fun game, very chill game. I will say it takes a long time compared to Civ to get like ramped up. But as soon as you hit like mid tier, it like ends. Like it's quick. Like people can get nukes in like a blink of an eye. So it's like, whoa, what the fuck happened? Like you spend a lot of time as like tribesmen until you can advance. So it's very interesting. I think that's their biggest critique that they're working on. They're fine tuning the pacing. And then also a game I mentioned earlier, Halo Infinite. Not the multiplayer is fun. It's broken. There's cheaters and shit going on if you pay attention. But the multiplayer at its core is fun, even though there's a lot of things missing. The single player campaign is fun, even though there's a lot of things missing. Like I have some gripes with the AI not being on par as previous Halo titles. You know, they can't drive their own vehicles. They don't hop on the Scorpion tank anymore.
Yeah.
They don't have like the survival intuition they used to have. Like one grenade just kills, they just walk all together and they're dead. But it's very like they're fun to have. They made the game really fun in the open world. They were a large part of the game for me at least. But you know, there are some disappointments with that. And then also there's no co-op campaign yet. Like literally the definition of a fragmented AAA game. You get one from 343 Studios. So, but I beat the game. I enjoyed the story. I skipped Halo 4 and 5. So it was like, you know, riding a bike again. Because the story was so close to Halo 3, or it had the feel of the first three games, I should say, in like Reach. So I was very happy playing this, you know, open world game, but it wasn't overwhelming. Like it's not an Ubisoft open world game. Like it's open, but it's condensed. It's filled with action. If you so choose to, you know, explore. So yeah, I really enjoyed that game. And, I want to give a shout out to a demo I played, freaking Triangle. what was it called? Triangle Tactics or some shit?
Project Triangle Strategy something.
Yeah, Project Triangle Strategy. Then that was a 2021 demo, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty
sure.
That
was definitely, yeah, in winter. I wanted to give a shout out that this demo was probably one of the best games I played in 2021.
That's kind of sad.
And I know, and I can't wait to see it in like 2028. But yeah, I love that game. That demo was fucking cool. That was like one of our first episodes too.
Pretty sure, yeah.
That we talked about it when we were both babies. So, but yeah, Trung. There's games that came out. Because obviously we're not touching on all of them.
Right.
But what were some games that came out in 2021 that you want to play still?
Want to still play?
Yeah, like you didn't get a chance to.
I don't know that I didn't really get a chance to play anything. I pretty much checked everything off my list, really. Pokemon came out. I got to play Pokemon and I beat him. I beat Final Fantasy, obviously. I did play Cyberpunk. Well, we seem to be discussing that later, so I'll leave that for later. I did play that too. There really isn't any that I didn't have any access to that I wanted to play. Other than, there's one. Bravely Default 2. I didn't play that one, and I kind of still want to play it.
Yeah, I played the demo. It was good enough for me.
Too much desert. Didn't like it.
What was that, our third episode?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I think that's like the only game really that I'm looking forward to playing was because I do enjoy like the combat system of that series of games. So
Yeah.
Maybe I'll get it sometime.
Yeah. A good turn-based game really can make me cry.
Everything makes you cry.
All right, okay. Well, for me, Tales of Arise is definitely one. Especially, it's like one of the most popular by mainstream. I believe I saw that somewhere. Just because of how it's presented. You know, it's like a modern JRPG, like with the flashy combos and real-time combat. So it looks baller. I want to definitely give it a shot. I love Tales. Disgaea 6, that came out, and I haven't touched it. I'm a strategy nerd, so I definitely need to get that at some point once my backlog is done with GU. Because I might have to play that on PlayStation. I'm not sure. Usually PlayStation has the better deals when it comes to like Sony properties and whatnot. Ghost of Tsushima, of course. The director's cut came out this year, not the game itself. It's, you know, it's a couple of years old, but
right.
The director's cut, including the expansion, the latest expansion, which transformed the game. Like I've said this before, you can't buy the base game anymore unless you go to like a GameStop or something, and it's in stock. But digitally, Sony removed that from their store, and you can only buy the director's cut. So those are the games that came out in 2021. Or versions of games that I haven't played. And I can't believe I haven't played Tales of Arise yet. It's just, I think this will be another episode idea. Kind of like how we talked about, you know, do you have times for it? Do you have time for an MMO? I think we need a serious episode about, do you have time for a JRPG? Where like the general consensus, you know, like completing a game is like 80 hours or something.
Right.
So we'll that is definitely going to be that'll be our next episode,
right?
And then we'll do a Q&A. We have some updated suggestions recently, so we have enough for another Q&A. But yeah, Trunk, do you have any? Were you disappointed by anything that was released in 2021?
Cyberpunk, as we discussed a little bit.
Okay, well, to be fair, because I was corrected too. Cyberpunk came out holiday season 2020, but it was so close to 2021 in our heads. At least it's like the same thing, right?
Yeah.
It might as well be the same thing. So I give it a pass because I feel the same way. Yeah. I play that game well into 2021 disappointed.
Yeah. I wasn't like disappointed by the bugs or anything. It was just how they approach the story, how they promised that it was going to be like different based on what you choose, and then in the end the story just led to the same conclusion anyway.
Yeah, it's either you go from sad or sadder, pretty much.
Yeah, like there really wasn't much actual like changes to your story.
Yeah. I mean, and you definitely, the character you spent molding, you know, you don't it's a pre-built character in a sense, but like the character, the choices you've, you know, been making and becoming this character, doesn't get the ending that you know, some feel like you deserve after all that bullshit you went through.
Right. So, and then,
and any of the choices. So.
And then I'm going to steal one of yours, cause I felt the same way, which is PSO2 New Genesis was,
oh my Lord.
Yeah. If it sounded fun, the graphics were great, but the gameplay loop is really boring.
I honestly think making it open world killed it. Like, I was prepared for the old school, Fantasy Star. You know, you have the gamer hub. Everyone's hanging out, partying up. And then, you know, like in Monster Hunter, you're queuing for a map and your party goes out to do business. Right. I like that. I don't like having to see this ugly open world. I mean, your character looks cool, but everything else is like, is this PlayStation 2? So, I know there's some new updates coming out for New Genesis to address their issues. I don't know if it's going to change anything. I don't even know if there's enough player base to like left around to change anything or to make it matter.
Right.
But yeah, that was like me and Trung fucking, it's like our reminiscent of our middle school days where it's like, let's download this free to play game and see what's up. And then we're done with it in like an hour.
It's like that MapleStory episode.
Yeah. Yeah, that is our most popular episode to date right now. Is I don't know where people are finding it, but they're finding it and they're listening to it like every month. So I'm happy. We'll just do a maple story episode like every other episode.
That's how you make the money.
I know, for a show that we don't run ads on.
Yeah, you know, imaginary money.
Yeah, because we do it for you, brothers and sisters. We do it for you. Honey, I Joined a Cult, which is a game that came out in 2021. Well, an early, you know what? There's a lot of early access games that came out. They don't count. But
so what did you, what were you disappointed by?
Man, I cry. You know, you say a lot of games make me cry. Man, I needed a bucket for Minecraft, dude. I was fucking. So, I played a lot of the AAA titles that came out just because of the XPass deal. With it being linked to like EA and Ubisoft and all that jazz. So the newest Battlefield was a major disappointment. It has been so many years since I played a Battlefield game, and I was so ready for like the modern take once again. And playing, like, just having good old fun with, you know, Ben and my cousin Alan and Rand, you know, all these games we used to, you know, we used to play the Battlefield series every time it was released. And we just got off of Modern Warfare from Call of Duty, which was a good game in its own right. But like Battlefield's like, when you think of, you know, epic warfare on a AAA budget, that's what you think of. You know, there's Squad out there on Steam, which is, you know, more realistic, but we're not playing for realism. We're playing for what's available to the player. But it was a huge disappointment. It's continuing the trend of the last couple of years where games are coming out broken, missing components that were, you know, hyped up at E3 like 5 years ago, like Cyberpunk, like you mentioned, Trung. So like it came out broken. It came out filled with holes, aka promises that were not kept, and just weird design choices with the game itself. So major disappointment. New Genesis, major disappointment. I don't even have to say why. We already talked about it. Back 4 Blood, I wasn't really hyped to play it. I was just happy to know there was another, you know, another Left 4 Dead-esque game coming out that didn't look like ass. But when you play it, it was ass. It was very forgiving. Again, design choices that made no sense. Like, why are you... Like, there's a lot, they emphasize like attachments and stuff on your gun play and kitting out your gun to make it better. And, you know, there's like an RPG aspect almost to it, but you'll find like a base gun that's way better. And then you lose all your attachments. So you're like constantly resetting your inventory, your whatever weapon you're picking up. If you're chasing stats, you're constantly losing your favorite weapon. And your favorite attachments. The missions are... The map design isn't bad, okay? It's nice. And there are some missions that really break up, go A to Z and survive. Like there's some, you know, really cool objectives they put in this game. But it's just... It's not cool. I don't like it. I don't even like any of the survivors. It's what you would call modern gaming. It's the best way I can put it. It's modern gaming to a T. As Actman says, who's on YouTube and does really cool videos, but what else? Oh, and for strategy games, a throwback, really, Evil Genius was my favorite like base building game back in the day, where you pick an evil genius to play, you pick your henchmen, and you build out on an island a secret base where you can send people off to, you know, commit crimes across the world, like steal, you know, the legendary X from a museum, or, you know, do all this sort of stuff, espionage and stuff. And there's government organizations that want to end you. Then they'll send like their special operations against you, and they'll come to your island and try to raid you, or get, you know, they have spies that will come, like try to infiltrate your base, and they'll take pictures. And if they gather enough evidence, they'll send a raid after you. But you can like brainwash them, or, you know, kill them. There's a bunch of cool traps that will deter them. It's almost like Dungeon Keeper, but as a villain, or as a Nah, dungeon keeper, you are a villain, but like as like a villain in a like superhero story. Very cool. The second game came out this year. It was on XPax actually, and I bought the game. I bought the game, and Sam loved my wife loved watching me play it. And then it came out on XPass literally like 2 months later. And I was like, damn, I could have saved $40, you know? So, because I haven't really played it much. It's very much in a state of progress. Again, it was released with some wonky designs that don't work. Like they kept some aspects of the first game, but, you know, very rarely do these people like revive a game and just keep what made it awesome and just have better graphics. Like a lot of the times players just want better graphics, and you know, there's mods back in the day. So like those mods integrated to add that certain mechanic or component to the game that was missing prior, but no, they want to like redo the whole game. And it just wasn't fun. Like the graphics were cool. They still are. They're so crisp for this base building game. Like they are so nice. And like, it's still got that like wonky, like dark humor, but nothing really matters like it did in the first game. Nothing really scares you. Like you're not afraid of being raided. You don't keep your henchmen. So like you used to invest in your henchmen and your workers and your soldiers and your guards. But here it's like you recruit them and then you send them off and they just disappear. So you're constantly replenishing people. You don't have any ties to anyone. And it just doesn't make sense. So that was one of my biggest disappointments of 2021 from my like strategy nerd corner.
Right.
Yeah. Sorry. I went on a rant. It really disappointed me. It was $40. I hope, you know, hopefully it's better by now. They're doing the whole thing where they're kind of like the Sims, like they're charging, or actually I guess that would be like more like Siege, but they're charging when new hench, like actual bodyguards, people with like skills and stuff that protect your main guy, and have special buffs. So when they want to release a new one, they make you pay for it. So that's where they're at, but they really need to fix the game. And I've seen some updates coming out. I don't know if it's changed anything. The Reddit is very active. There's hope for the future, but, yeah. So moving on from that, we actually got some fan input to put into the show, Trung, and if it's okay with you, I'm a blast through them because there's not a lot, but there's some funny ones.
Sure.
So essentially we asked, you know, what were the top three games of 2021 for everyone? And if there was one that someone had mega disappointment in, and I joked about Cyberpunk, and that's when I was told, technically it's 2020, but, so Hayakume, formerly known as Satan, in our Discord, he said Hentai Academy 1, 2, and 3 were his top three games. So really funny joke there. If I played those, if they're even real games, which they're not, I'm sure they would be top charts on Steam, just how Steam's going these days. Fan of the show Ender, who's our resident pessimist, says, I didn't play any of the games released this year, but my year top games were Titanfall 2, Death Stranding, and Sable, tied with Jedi Fallen Order. He says he's most disappointed in every AA game studio. Not a single one did something good this year, and I don't plan on supporting any of them for the years to come. So really putting it to the man there. And, you know, honestly, that's what I've been doing too. Like I don't want to pre-order any games. I really don't want to buy early access games, and I really don't want to buy games that are fragmented or, you know, on purpose. And they already have a, you know, hey, we don't have co-op campaign like we always do, but we have a full-on fucking eShop, you know? So, moving on to Graven, one of our OG supporters, says his favorite game this year was definitely Resident Evil Village. He loved every aspect of the game. It was fun with great atmosphere, unforgettable characters, and a great ending for Ethan's story, one of the main characters in Resident Evil. He said the second best has got to be Takes Two, which actually won Game of the Year, which I'm still shocked by. Like, it must have been a real bad year in gaming, honestly. He says it was the best couch co-op game he's played since A Way Out. which now I know because I hated A Way Out. Like, I played with Ben on the X-Pass, and I was like, why did people like this game? The story was pretty compelling, but some of the missions were just really bad. But I will say the ending is one of the best things they could do to, like, a co-op game. Where, like it really matters who comes out on top. Like, the ending was, I would say it's worth playing just to see the ending. But, yeah, he says it had a very interesting game design and gameplay. He says his third best game has got to be Little Nightmares 2. Solid game to pick. He said it was an awesome little side-scrolling horror game. And he said the biggest disappointment of the year is definitely Cyberpunk 2077 and Deathloop. Which, Graven's on the same take as us, where Cyberpunk was so close to 2021, he counts it. And Deathloop, yeah. After seeing Video Game Donkey's video, YouTube video on that, I was like, what the hell is going on here? How's this, like, how does this make pass, or how did this pass QA, you know? So, and then Quirksio, another OG homie, said he also played It Takes Two and really enjoyed it. He says he thinks the same devs have another game slated for release soon, and he's looking forward to it. Didn't play much else this year. No big AA titles. And Loch Ness says, is it too late to add Power Washing Simulator to the list? half as a joke, but I'm pretty sure she's serious.
A lot of people actually like that game, so I wouldn't be too surprised.
Yeah, there's a lot of simulator game, like the house repair game, gas station simulator. There's even a lawnmower simulator on X-Pass. Like, a lot of people are talking these games up. So it's got to be Zen-like. For sure. But yeah, that was our fan input. Thank you to everyone who submitted that on our, you know, for our benefit to read here. Always appreciate it. So Trung, we're getting close to the end as usual.
Yep.
Is there anything you would like to say before we do the whole outro spiel?
Hopefully games in 2022 do not disappoint. And that's all I really got.
Is there anything that we're looking forward to in 2022 so far?
Lost Ark.
I was about to say besides Lost Ark, but.
Pokemon Legends. I'm playing that in a few days.
Okay. That's the third person one, right?
Yes. That's the Breath of the Wild looking one.
Yeah. Yeah. And you got your little ninja village. Well, village where everyone's dressed like a ninja. I saw some gameplay. There's like, you know, IGN had like 30 minutes of gameplay or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Looks cool. We'll have to talk about that. I'm sure you'll have it down pat for us.
Of course.
Yeah. Let's hope 2022 is better. Otherwise, I'm going to have 1,000 hours in Phasmophobia by the time we do favorite games in 2022.
You mean Melwar? So.
Yeah, both. I think both. It's surprising how long Phasmophobia has, like, retained my attention. And it's a good, you know, everyone, if you're online, if anyone's online, we're all down to play it. And yeah, Melvor, it might be the blessing and a curse. It saved me from RuneScape, but it might bring me back to RuneScape. We never know. but that's it for the episode. Like always, all the relevant links, including our website, will be found in the show note description. If you're not already heading over to our website, check it out. You can see our blog posts, like the Melvor Idol one I posted recently, or all posts before that. You can leave a review directly on our website where we'll mention in the episode or the following episode that's posted. You can also follow the link from our website to leave one on Apple or iTunes, which is very helpful. We have an Instagram, so when a show goes live or a blog post goes live, we post there. We also have a Twitter for that function as well. And please, if you enjoy the show and still enjoy the show, because we're getting old now, Trung, in podcast years, tell a friend, tell your Discord community, tell your, I don't know about Reddit, I don't really like Reddit, but like, tell your community, tell someone that this show makes you feel all toasty inside. Because we grow primarily from word of mouth. And thank you for doing that. So, yeah, that's it. That's episode 22 in the books. Until next time, peace out.
Later, everybody.